Marvin Deveras is the area manager for wireless, etc. Those are the kiosks you find at all of the Costcos all over the place. And Marvin's in to talk to us today about wireless hubs and internet sticks. How are you doing, Marvin?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing just sensational. I was in Toronto last week, and I'm still stunned by staying in some hotels. Most hotels now allow you free Wi-Fi, like most coffee shops. But the hotel I was staying in, believe it or not, they wanted to charge me $13.95 a day.
Unreal.
For internet access. It's criminal. Well, maybe it's not criminal, but it's certainly not cool. But fortunately, guess what I have? I have an internet stick. So I just plug in my internet stick into my notebook and I work merrily away. But there's lots of different choices now we have as far as internet sticks and hubs. Now, I'm not too familiar with the difference between the sticks and the hubs. Maybe you can fill me in on that.
No problem. You have two separate units. You either have the internet stick, which is a one-off device, or you have the hub. Hub is more for a individual or family or business person that wants to share their internet service with other individuals.
So they're both USB devices that plug into a notebook and give you access to the internet. One of them just gives you the single computer that is attached access.
Correct.
But the other one actually creates a little Wi-Fi network?
Yes, you actually have about 15 users that you could get on that one hub. So a good example is if you're at the cabin or if you guys are out and about and traveling on vacation, you could have your friends, family, anyone, 15 users on one unit.
Well, that is, I think for the cabin, that is unbelievably cool. And when you stop and think about it, if you're traveling with the family, you think, okay, well, we only have one computer, but you probably got one computer and three or four smartphones that when you're at home are all taking advantage of your Wi-Fi network.
Exactly.
So it might be way to go. Now, what's the pricing difference? Is there a big difference in price?
Well, it depends on if you sign up on a month-to-month or a 24-month term.
Yeah.
You have either $399 on a Sony Ericsson W35 Rocket Hub, which is a Rogers unit.
Yeah.
$399 is if you go monthly, and $99 if you go 24 months.
So the device itself costs that, and then you've got your data package on top. Buying a phone.
Correct.
And what's that? So it's $399 for a good entry hub. What's a stick cost?
A stick is $129.
Okay, so it's about three times as much. About $129, but that just gives you a stick.
Just a stick by itself, one individual user, and then if you go 24 months, you're at $19.99.
Oh, okay. So they drop in price a lot when you sign the longer package. Now, what about the packages? Can you like bundle them on top of your regular phone package? How does that all fit?
It depends on which carrier. We obviously carry Rogers, Bell, and Fido, and they all have different sticks, different plans, but they're very comparable with one another. You're looking at roughly, it varies from about 35 and up. Depends on what package you're on and et cetera, how many units you have.
Also. Yeah, and what sort of that. Now, typically when you use this device, this is for business or for you're not going to be wanting to stream movies and Netflix over these devices.
If you want to, you can.
You can.
I mean, it's possible. You're at 42 megs per second.
So
down speeds, I believe it is.
Okay.
And it's seamless.
Okay. So the basic decision, though, for people is going to be stick versus hub is if you've got multiple people you want to gain access versus a single person that wants access. So what about brand or carrier? Is there much to choose between them?
Very comparable with one another. The services and the coverage are very comparable.
Uh-huh.
Just really depends on what you're using right now. And really, the question that we ask a lot of our customers are, what is your lifestyle?
Okay.
What are you doing? What are you looking at? How much product are you looking on online and whatnot?
Okay. So for most of us, it's going to come down to just keeping the same carrier as we have with our cell phone and then choosing one of their options.
Correct.
And so it's really just, it's ideal for customers who travel, customers who have cabins at the lake, customers who just don't have access to the internet or have to pay when they're on the road.
That's correct. And it's just internet on the go.
I have to imagine that for things like realtors and stuff like that, other people who are on the road and need access to the web, but they can get to a coffee shop, but it just gets in the way. Those sorts of things, it's going to work really well for them as well.
Yeah, less convenient. It's basically really convenient, less hassles.
And one other thought is I've been doing a little bit of research on the real estate market lately, and I bet you the hub would be an outstanding device for the realtor who has wireless printing and other things where you're going to be setting up in your car. You've got a wireless Wi-Fi printer. The hub would then service the printer and service your other peripherals
exactly.
as well. Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you very much. Marvin Deveras is the area manager for wireless, et cetera. We're going to have on our site description and links to all of the different products that we talked about today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.